Well, we're just going to do this. It's the news according to me. Yes, it's a week has flown by already. Wow. It is Friday, January 28th. The whole month has flown by. It's, we're already, don't blink, it's going to be halfway through the year. And there's going to be a Supreme Court justice leaving in about January or July-ish, June, July, something like that. Yes, Greer, whatever the guy's name is, Greer. Let's see if I can find the name here. I can't believe I've actually spaced the name of this guy. Breyer. Was it Breyer? Yeah, let me look up for sure. I think it's Breyer. Yeah. Wow, stuff that's going on. And it's here's the most important thing. I know some of you are probably shaking, sitting at home, like shaking, quivering, wondering when the next news and according to media is going to come on because you're probably having withdrawals. And I'm sorry. I should probably just put up a report each day. I should just post what's in my cup, just so you have an idea of what's in my cup. And so what is in my cup today is hot chocolate. And I've got, it's not soy. It's an almond milk creamer in there because I left my other creamer out in my car and it's too cold out there to go get it. So I am at home in my home studio, not the worldwide headquarters. I will be in the worldwide headquarters later today. Probably just doing another audio podcast. I'm getting a little frustrated with the live broadcast from Rumble situation. I waste more time trying to get the thing up and running, typically. So today, I don't have any time to waste. I'm home for 2 days and I have to leave again. So I'm home today and tomorrow. I got home last night and I'm home today, most of tomorrow. I leave again tomorrow. And I'll be back up in Wisconsin tomorrow for a week. So I'm kind of on a tight schedule today, you might say. I got a lot to get done in one day. A lot of appointments tomorrow, a lot of things going on. So I've got just a lot of breakfasts and brunches tomorrow got to do. Meetings, they're meetings, really, what they are. But they're fun meetings with people that, you know, need to meet with, but it's just not, yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's not business, but it's still stuff I got to do. Let's see if I can find, make sure I got his name right. See what it says here. I'm pretty sure it's Breyer. Yeah, Breyer. 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 Yeah, that's his name. Not a big fan. I'm not a big fan. I think my favorite guy on the court right now is probably Thomas, Clarence. There's another guy, older guy. Is it Alito? It's Alito. I think it might be Alito. Yeah. He's okay too. There's a couple of them. Sotomayor, I'm sorry. You and Kagan, sorry. Sotomayor is just not a scholar and that's what I'm trying to say is she's not very bright and she's just not very well read in the matters of constitutional stuff. I don't care if I've read all the Iliad. I've read the entire Diopoly of the Apopoly of the Semclea. I don't care if you've read all the classics. I don't care. That's great if you have. That's great. The people that I know who have read those, the people I've known who have read those, some have common sense philosophies about life that I can relate to. Some of them don't. It doesn't make you more astute when it comes to understanding life. And now if someone says they've read the entire Bible four times, that perks my ears up. that's significant. If someone can speak multiple languages and they've read the Bible several times, and they've read a lot of other material. That just means they're a good reader. That's what that means. But it does mean that they have a discipline, a certain amount of discipline. Now, at some point, you have to get out and live life and discover some things. And this is the difference between someone who's read and studied. This is the difference between someone who knows all about Jesus and someone who knows him. Someone who's heard about the Messiah, heard everything there is to hear, or has memorized everything that there is to know that's in Scripture, but does not have a relationship in life. What I still call the school of hard knocks, of which I have a PhD. I wouldn't say I've had that tough of a life, but maybe I've got a bachelor's, at least in that. I would say it's all about perception. You know, I perceive myself going through some pretty hard times, as far as I know. Having said all that, what is in my cup this morning? And my cup is a Rapala cup. I got this cup. I think I've talked about this cup before. It's a well-used, well-worn cup. It's got stains in it now that I don't think are ever coming out. But it has, and keep in mind, I don't drink coffee, so tea stains, basically, tea stains. This morning I've got hot chocolate in there. I think I did tell you. I got the creamer I've got in there. But I got the cup itself is quite the thing. It's got a picture of a fish, and it's got Rapala on the side, which is a lure. It's a fishing lure. And I got this for Christmas has to have been probably more than 20 years ago. And it had a lure in the cup. The cup came with a lure. And something else, it had something else too. I can't remember what it was, but it was some little trinket of some kind. But there you go. That's what I got. And boy, there's a lot of things been happening this week. And Russia is about to attack a Supreme Court judge. Is that correct? And he was, I guess, because he was, no, it's a bunch of Russian monkeys that escaped from a truck, and they've attacked the Supreme Court judge, justice. Is that right? I might be getting my stories mixed up here a little bit. That's possible. It could have been a bunch of Russian Supreme Court judges that attacked a monkey. I don't know. I'm not sure. It all happened in Ukraine. That's all I know. Something involving a crane. I guess it was a crane. I don't know if it was the flying kind of crane or if it was a construction crane. I have no idea. We have a lot to talk about. And then of course I think it was a crane. The crane had COVID, from what I understand. It's the way I understand it. It was an Omicron crane. Omicron, I think they call it. It's Omicron. Yeah, boy, it'd be really easy to get all these stories mixed up if you're not careful. Now, let's talk a little bit about Ukraine and what's going on there. I'm not going to touch on this for very long because this is a really weird situation. And I've picked up all the reporting I'm going to listen. Now, some news stations are just, that's all, it's 24/7. Ukraine's about to attack any second now. They're going to pull the trigger. Our Defense Department talks like they don't have any idea. Russia attacking Ukraine is an imminent attack. It's imminent. Imminent means it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. It's at any minute, and it could happen, and it's going to happen. And then we get the same thing from Blinken, the same guy in the same interview starts saying that they don't know what Putin is thinking and he might change his mind. So I guess it's imminent unless it doesn't happen. Unless Putin changes his mind. So basically what they're saying is Putin is in control. Putin's got the control in this thing. All we have is some sanctions we're threatening with. The problem we have got right now, in a big major way, is that most of Europe right now, especially Germany, is pretty much dependent in the middle of winter here on gas coming from Russia, as well as some other energy issues, some oil and that kind of thing flowing from Russia. Now, my understanding is Russia is not, I think they're slowing down the gas a little bit now. They're slowing down the flow, putting the squeeze on them. At the mere mention of possibly helping or standing, you know, standing against Russia, this whole Ukraine thing, they've started to slow. And it's like, okay, it's kind of like somebody has a knife to your throat because you've asked them to put it there. Hey, I really need that knife there on my throat. Why don't you put that up next to my throat there? And if I say anything bad about you, just go ahead and tighten that down a little bit. Just kind of make it not really bleed, but just kind of the point where I remember that knife's there. That's kind of what's going on here. Yeah. So I'm not sure what the timing is going to be on this. My guess is that depending on what happens with the Olympics, I think we will probably see the Winter Games. You know, China apparently thinks that they're going to. I guess they've got a zero COVID policy there. If you have COVID, you're dead. They're going to put you away. And believe it or not, there are some people in our society that have lauded them. There are some people who are in charge, some bureaucrats, I'm not going to mention any names, who have actually said that they have much better policies there. Now, if you recall, early on in this whole COVID outbreak thing in Wuhan and the other little town that's next to it, they were building what they called hospitals. Reporters were saying, the AP was, all you know, all the reporters from over there were posting on the AP, and they were saying, they're building hospitals over here. And then it gets leaked out, which was also covered up right away. Because, you know, Trump, they couldn't let him know. He was saying bad things about China. They didn't want to be xenophobic. They didn't want to be, you know, connected to Trump in any way. There are still people who think that people aren't taking the vaccine because of Trump. Believe it or not. There are still people who think that Trump told people to drink bleach. There are still people who think that Trump said there were good people on both sides of the neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Because the news media has been lying and gaslighting people for so long now. And they only get the little clip. You know, they listen to their little music and they put their headphones on and they listen to their music. And for, you know, 30 seconds a day, they take it off and they listen to a soundbite and they put it back on again. What's CNN saying? Oh, okay, that's all. I'll just believe that then. They are so disengaged and so unaware of what's actually going on around them they're not even, let alone being, you know, self-aware, they're not even aware of what's going on in the world at all. But I digress. We have back to this whole thing with Russia. So Russia, this is going to be a long show. By the way, if I haven't told you already, we're 13 minutes in and I haven't even begun. So sit back, make sure you got your coffee filled. You might want to pause this for a second and get yourself comfortable. And sit back. If you're driving, you may want to take the long way because you're going to want to hear all this. And you're going to want to... you're just going to want to hear it all because, you know, because I want you to hear it all. Because I'm telling you, you need to hear this all. You hear it. Listen up, folks. Now, this is going to be a long one. It's going to be well over an hour. I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but as charged up as I am, and as long as it's been since I've done this show, and if I just keep talking about how long the show is, it's going to get longer even then. So it's two. So that's going to make it longer as well. So I'll just stop talking now. I'll just go on with the show. I just wanted to warn you about that. The thing with Ukraine now. So. Putin, it's not his first rodeo. He's not been around for, you know, 20 minutes. Now, granted, it's not Joe Biden's first rodeo either. However, Joe Biden thinks he's at the rodeo. You could probably tell him we're going to the rodeo today, and he would say, oh, good. And you put him in the White House, and you say, oh, this is great. This is the best rodeo I've ever seen. this guy's he wears out. They use him for about, they can get him into about an hour or two a day, and he's wiped out. And if he has to rest up for that. Other than that, and when he talks, anyway. And he kind of tries to talk as he's breathing. He's just kind of, it's like he's always wore out. Just saying. Oh, here comes the cat. The cat has been wanting me just to hold him all day. I'm not sure what that's all about. He's like literally just about squeezes himself up against my chest and wants me to, like, basically crawls into my lap, crawls onto my shoulders. Just wants attention today. I'm not sure what's up with that. He's getting older now, and he's realizing that, hey, these pets and rubs things, that's not too bad. I don't have to bite you all the time. So he's basically thinking, I'm not sure where he went. I'm sure in a couple seconds he's going to jump in the booth here, start crawling over the walls. Here he comes. Want to come up here? Right, so what you want to do? Too bad we're not live this morning on the video. Oh, he's trying to eat the side of the wall. He's trying to do that for sure. Okay, so Ukraine is, Putin is it's not his first rodeo, as I said. He's I don't have notes here, folks. This is just all off the top of my head. So everything that you get is, and here comes the cat. So I'm not sure exactly what the cat's going to do. The cat might actually mess up the, I better put this control panel over here so he didn't step on it. And now the whacking you're hearing is his tail against the microphone. And now what's he doing over there? I probably should put this over here too, because that's he's knocking things down. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, this isn't going to work, folks. Cat. Hey, cat. Hey, little kitty cat. No, that's not good. You're going to, don't eat that. It's a thumbtack. What are you doing? What do you got there? No, I don't know what to do with this cat. I think I got the cat situation dealt with. Not sure what's going on here with. Yeah, the cat did something to my setup here. I'm not sure what. I don't even know what. I got a screen over here that I've never seen before. Okay, so Russia is imminently going to attack, and yet we're not attacking. They're not attacking, and yet we're being told they're, going to attack because that's what they do. But they might change their mind. And now I don't know if our State Department's just trying to play stupid or if they really are stupid. Our intelligence agencies, by the way, have not impressed me much over the past while. And I have to say that there's just not a lot of confidence. I don't have a lot of confidence in the intelligence agencies. Now, the military complex, of course, the military complex is set up to go to war. And so we're chomping at the bit. Those guys, they want to see some kind of conflict. They're like eager to see something happen to some degree. They're not all of them, but some of them are in that position. They want something to happen. So you've got this situation where Europe basically is kind of kowtowing to Russia because they have made deals with Russia. They're not too thrilled about getting involved. So our supposedly NATO allies are not terribly interested in this whole conflict or being involved in it. At the same time all this is going on, you've got China doing their Taiwan thing. Now, there's a lot of speculation about whether or not China will attack Taiwan and take advantage of the situation in Ukraine because, we can't have all this stuff going on all at the same time, and we can't get enough troops and military into Ukraine to defend it, and our allies aren't stepping up, so we would have to do the whole thing. And then there's people in Europe that are like, we don't really care about Ukraine. You have to keep in mind, Joe Biden and all these people who are all about defending Ukraine and when worried about their border, they aren't worried about our border, of course, but are worried about this border in Ukraine. And they are going over and over this whole thing about why we need to, you know, their sovereignty is very important. They're an ally, they're a democracy. These are the people who have been doing business with Ukraine, with Burisma, and all of the other oil and money issues that are going. Need I remind you the whole Hunter Biden thing that Trump was trying to investigate because treason was going on under the Obama administration right under his nose? You can't tell me he didn't know about it. Biden's son was making deals with people in Burisma, whatever it is, in Ukraine. The level of corruption, I'm just going to put it as best I know how to, I'm just going to use the simplest word I can, rises to levels we have never seen in this country before. Between Ukraine, which is you have to understand, there's about at least 30% of the population of Ukraine would like to be under Russia's rule. There are people on the inside. In fact, there was just recently an issue where there was, I guess there was some military people in a locker room type thing, and somebody shot, one of the soldiers shot the other soldier. And I don't know if it was because of I don't know if it was just a personal thing, but my understanding was there was something more going on there political was going on. Potentially this other soldier was saying that they would turn and help the Russians if they attacked. That's my understanding of it. Now, I don't know which one was on which side. I don't know if the guy who said that was the guy who ended up shooting or if there's the other guy who said, I don't know what all happened there. There's a whole lot of speculation. I'm just speculating at this point. None of this is, nobody has any report on this that I'm aware of. I'm sure the CIA probably knows everything that happened. They listen to every single word we say. No, they don't. It's they're as incompetent. If they were competent, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. Okay. If they were competent, then you know, the Russians wouldn't have hacked our election in 2020 or 2016. 2016, I think that's what they're, yeah. Because the 2020 election was absolutely perfect. There was no hacking, nothing weird going on there. Nothing strange. Most perfect election ever. Don't question or doubt anything about that election. Yeah, nothing to see there. So just things like that are continuing to just escalate. These people are so in their bubble and so drunk with power. And they're just squeezing us like a lemon to get all the juice that they possibly can out of us. And they don't care if it collapses. Well, because that's what societies do. I can just hear Nancy Pelosi. Well, that's what people do. They're burning down a courthouse. Well, people do what they're going to do. You know, we can't stop them. Some people tried to. They broke a window on the Capitol Hill. Oh well, our democracy is under attack. So this is the problem here, and I've said this before. I will say it again. Again, I want to reiterate. That's what you when you repeat something. Basically, you're reiterating. I want to reiterate this point that I made a while back. Our government, the people who are on Capitol Hill, and I'm talking about the people who are on Capitol Hill. This is the way they see it. Has lived so long there on Capitol Hill that they think they're in charge and they think that they're the government. They're not the government. What does our founding documents say? A government that is for, of, and by a certain number of people on Capitol Hill? No, it's not what it says at all. It is for, of, and by the people. Not those people. The people. Us. The people who live here. Who pay taxes. Who work and provide and produce something besides hot air. And, you know, there's people who produce hot air that's actually a job that they do. That's called heating and air conditioning. But I digress. The thing that you have to realize is that these people think that they are the democracy. an attack on them is an attack on our democracy. No, that's not true at all. You could level Capitol Hill, and our democracy, our government, which is for and by the people, would continue to run just fine. We don't need them, okay? They take plenty of days off. They shut the place down all the time. And somehow, the country keeps running without them being there. But you would think, to hear them talk, especially Nancy Pelosi,
especially for the children. She's running again for the children. I'm running for the children. It's all for the children. I have to run because of the children.
She was going to retire in 2016 because she thought, well, you know, Hillary Clinton's taken over and now there's a woman in the White House and she can retire. Then she said she couldn't retire because, you know, Trump. Well, now Joe Biden's in there and now she can't retire because
the children. I have to stay in for the children. It's all for the children. I'm running again because of the children. I'm 82 years old or whatever, 84 years old, whatever she is. But she has to run again because of the children.
Tell you, I've got this fuzzy child down here below trying to dig a hole in my floor again. This happens every show. How does this happen every show? If he's here, he's digging a hole. And he hasn't figured it out yet. He doesn't get anywhere. If the floor doesn't move, he just sits there and scratches until he gets tired, I guess, and he just lays down, goes to sleep. But that's enough of that. Okay, that's good. You can lay down now. Good boy. That's a good boy. There you go. All right. So that's what's going on right now with everything. You have to remember, Russia is in Ukraine. They're protecting their assets here. And of course, the rest of Europe doesn't see it that way. So they're not involved and they don't care. They're getting their oil from Russia and they don't. It's a ridiculous situation that we're in with this whole Ukraine thing. And there are some reporters, I think, just hoping that war breaks out because that way they can take the heat off all this other stuff that's going on. Now, in the meantime, I don't know if you've heard about this. I think that actually Sinema, Arizona Senator Sinema, I believe has been censored by the Democrats for not going along with the filibuster issue. Now, I don't know if they've done anything to Manchin or not. You probably have. He doesn't care. But now you've got this issue of I normally the Democrats all hang together. I would like to see them all hang together. Or hang separately. Either way, it would be fine. But they're trying to make it out that she and these people are ruthless. They are actually vindictive. They only see unity in one way. And this is when Joe Biden did his famous speech there on Inauguration Day, and he was talking about being the unifier, bringing everybody together. Their only vision of bringing people together is through compliance with what they want to do. They don't want to embrace anything from either side. We have a very big tent. Yeah, well, it's big enough to, if as long as you're under their tent, you're under their control. Their tent isn't there to cover you. It's there to enslave you. It's not really a tent. It's actually more of a prison, if you look at it that way. Now, there's all kinds of rumors about Breyer being very upset, by the way, in the midst of all this stuff. Now, see, they got so much stuff going on. And in the midst of all this stuff going on, have you heard? Maybe you haven't heard about this. A couple things you probably haven't heard about. One, here's a little small thing you probably haven't heard about. Brennan, the mysterious man who we don't even know if exists or not, is apparently tapping into a whole bunch of stuff now that is leading straight to the White House, to this administration. If you remember the Brennan investigation here that's going on. He was appointed right before, what's his name? Left the office. Not the Attorney General. I always want to say Ori. It's not Ori. Whatever the guy's name was. And so now this guy's an independent counsel. He's kind of on his own, and he's tapping into a whole bunch of stuff. This guy's apparently going after some. Now, here's the thing. This what gets me about this stuff is he's going to do all these investigations, going to find out all this stuff. We will never hear about it. They will sit on half the stuff that they find. And they'll use it as power. They'll use it to manipulate people. Well, you know, if you don't do that, we're going to let this information out. You know, if you don't, if you play your cards right, we'll hold on to this. That's what they do. That's what they tried to do to. That's what they tried to do to Trump. That's what Comey tried to do to Trump on day one when he was meeting with him in the White House, in the Oval Office, by himself. He showed him the whole dossier. This is the kind of stuff that's out there. And we'll let this, we'll keep this, it was one of those deals where, you take care of me, I'll take care of you. You know, it was kind of a, he was talking in code, and Trump probably picked up on it, but probably didn't want to believe it at the time. He probably wanted to trust Comey. Probably wanted to. We don't want to think that our FBI and that our CIA can be that corrupt at the upper levels. And yet it played out right before us in the whole thing with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and this whole investigation stuff. All of the lies that now have been caught on this FISA court issue. All the stuff that was going on there, even in the department, we've got an insurance policy. What if Hillary doesn't win? Well, we've got an insurance policy. We'll make sure this guy doesn't win. Oh, really? You guys are going to affect the elections? You guys are going to do this? We're going to do that? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Why are there people in the upper echelons of the FBI talking that way and still have jobs there? There's the amount of corruption that is in our system right now, in the bureaucrats that aren't elected, in the FBI, the CIA, all the alphabet soup organizations, as well as those who've been in power, so to speak, for the last 40 years. You don't get there without having some means of covering up stuff. To listen to them, you'd think they were squeaky clean. There's no way. These people are filthy. And they're drunk with power. They're drunk with the money and all the ways that they can manipulate things and stay in power. And Joe is we're seeing a byproduct of that, basically. He's just a blabbering idiot that doesn't understand. I'm sorry. I mean to call a guy an idiot. He's just a buffoon. I'll stay with that. You can call him whatever you want, but I'm going to try to stay to keep it on the down low, what I'm thinking. So there's just all this stuff going on. And it's not just them. It's the people around them. You talk about, well, should they have insider trading? Should they be able to trade? Should they be able to make millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars on trades because they know what's going to happen with legislation so they can make decisions on buying and selling stock before it happens? Oh, do you think that's unethical? No, it's just the free market. It's what everybody does. According to Nancy Pelosi, that's just the way it works. We should be allowed to be in the free market too. No, you shouldn't. You were going after Trump for the emoluments clause. There's no difference here. If you're investing in a company, that means you're part of it. If you have insider information and you're investing in it because of influence that you can make through legislation, and then you think that you have the ability or the right to make a buck on that and take advantage of it. That's just the level of corruption that they don't even understand what corruption is. And yet, Donald Trump makes a phone call to Ukraine to ask them to do some investigating on what happened with the Hunter Biden issue because of the corruption that was there. And the Dems' heads explode and say that he's using his office to go after his political opponents. No, not really. They're the country's opponents. They are opponents. They're enemies within, folks. You're going to talk about both foreign and domestic. Joe recently said, both foreign and domestic. So an enemy to the Democrat Party right now is an enemy to the country because they think that the Democrat Party is the government and they are the country. It's their way or no way. What would, if they had the ability, I was thinking about this, I just had this thought the other day. Ask yourself this question. If the Democrats had the ability to create a society that would be perfect for them. Like what was their idea of the ideal society for them? What would it look like? And don't tell me the suburbs. That's what AOC would say. Well, that would be a world without police. Because police are evil. Unless they're the Capitol Police. It would be a world in which my dog would not be trying to dig a hole down through China. I think he's trying to go to China for some reason. He smells COVID. That's enough of that. Speaking of China, I know I started off with that whole thing. I'll get back to China. Don't worry. The whole zero policy thing. So that's just one thing. This whole Burisma thing. The whole investigation by Durham that's going on. He's found some other things and he's digging into some things. They've been hiding emails and all kinds of stuff. He's been finding out all kinds of lies that've been getting him told. Now, guess what else is happening on the other side of the world? Rockets are now flying again over from, guess where? North Korea. Tests are happening. Nuclear tests and rockets are flying. Folks. This is all stuff, and it's only been a year. Now, they cannot blame Trump for this stuff. This stuff was not going on under Trump. Trump was putting the screws to these people. That's why they had to get rid of him. That's why they had to get him out of office. He was upsetting their little apple cart. He wasn't putting up with this stuff. He was putting pressure on China. Oh, gee, then all of a sudden an outbreak happens from China. And it just happens to be something that some left-wing mole isn't highly investigated or invested in. Who happens to have the control and the power to step in and manage our country in the midst of a pandemic. Just coincidental stuff. The monkeys recently that escaped from a truck. The macaques. They escaped from a truck, apparently. They were all being used. There's this island, I guess. It's some kind of an island. I can't remember what it's called, but now it's been known as Monkey Island, I guess. And this island, I guess, is... It was thought to be a place where monkeys were left... They were sent to this place because they were left there to be taken care of and to retire. They were former lab monkeys, and they were just taken there to put into retirement and let them live out their wonderful lives the rest of their lives. They could live out there in retirement, perfectly taken care of, and everything would be fine with them. Well, that's not what's going on. They're still doing tests on these monkeys in this island. Apparently tests much like those little dogs that they had put their face in tents and then little bags, and then they put sand fleas in the bags or some kind of bugs, biting bugs in the bags. I can't even talk about this. I cannot talk about this. I can't believe that there are human beings on this planet that will do this kind of thing in the name of science. If I saw you doing that to a dog, to any animal for that matter, just doing that, not for any real good reason. You can't give me a good enough reason for that. You'd be on the floor. Counting the lights. When you woke up. If you woke up. That's disgusting to me. It's subhuman. It's subanimal. No, animals do that. Animals don't even do that to each other. If they kill you, they're going to eat you, typically. They're doing it for a reason. This is just, it's like a little third grader going out and shooting his BB gun at a squirrel just to watch him die. Just to pick on him. That's what this reminds me of. I'm telling you, these people, they're not choir boys. Let's just put it that way. They are societal engineers, and they think that they know it all. They're the smartest people in the room when they walk in. I'm sure that they've read all of Shakespeare's writings, so they're much more well-read than I am, I'm sure. So yes, they're so intelligent. So all this stuff is going on. I'm sorry. This is just a rant day for me, apparently. Today is the day of rants, just rambling rants. I should have just called this the Rambling Rant Show today. I just seem to be rambling from one rant to the next, and I never really get a full point done here, but hopefully you understand where I'm going with all this. So we have all this going on, and then the SCOTUS thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. Apparently, Breyer announced to the White House that he would be planning on doing planning on resigning and leaving office, leaving his position probably around July or so, June or July. Oh, the White House jumped all over that and decided to let that go into the press and just make the announcement for him. We'll just go ahead and make that announcement for you then. And because they were chomping at the bit at the opportunity for Joe to do something here with a nominee. Now, you know that Joe's not really going to be the one nominee. He doesn't have a list. He doesn't have a clue. So he went through all this stuff about character and all this stuff. And there's going to be a black woman. Because a black woman needs to be, it's about time that a black woman's on the court. Well, that narrows the pool right down. The problem with that is, and of course everybody says, well, that's racism. Well, no, yeah, it is. I mean, you couldn't, an executive from a branch couldn't come out and say, I'm only going to hire a white man for this position. You couldn't do that. If he'd have said, and he's going to replace him with another white man, the Democrats' heads would have exploded. If Trump would have said that, they would, oh, you're a racist. You just want to replace white people with white people. It's about time a black woman is on a court. Because they need representation. Well, see, that's the problem. Here's the whole problem with this whole representation thing. And I've heard all kinds of pundits say, well, you know, when I'm as a black woman, when I walk into a board meeting or whatever I do, I'm walking in there as a black woman. I'm not walking in there as, you know, I can't leave my blackness behind me. Well, no, you can't. Of course you can't. That same stupid person who says that says that Clarence Thomas is not a real black man because he doesn't hold to the black philosophies. Because he's a conservative. Therefore, he's not a real black person. It's invalid. She's invalidating him as a black man. You know why? Because she's racist. That's why. That's why. Because for some reason, you can only be black if you're a left-wing liberal Democrat. They're not inclusive at all. It is absolutely insane. It's the most asinine, insane. I want to come up with a new word. Asane. It's asinine and insane. Asane. There you go. That's my new word. I'll get a t-shirt with that on it. So they're going to, and I don't, you know, so we're going to lose a liberal. So we're going to have a liberal on there for another 40 years because they're going to replace him with somebody who's like, you know, 18 years old, who can be there for a long time. Now, the way this could play out, and I've heard this kind of, several pundits have said this, and this would be fascinating. And I would not be surprised if they would pull this It's an angle I didn't see coming. I don't think they planned this when they you know, brought Carmella on to the vice presidency. But there is this talk of Carmella. Stepping into the SCOTUS position. Because she does meet all the criteria. Not only is she black, she's also Indian. Not Native American Indian, just, you know, from India. Her parents are from India and from, like, Jamaica. And they're also, her parents were also, her grandparents were also slave owners, which, you know, that's, so they got that going for them as well. They can be all inclusive here. So not only does she have the right genitals for the job, she also has the right skin color, and she has the right history and ancestry, you know, for all those things. They were actually, they weren't really slave owners. I guess they were slave owners, but they were actually slave traders. I guess that's what they were. They weren't, you know, they didn't use slaves necessarily to work their fields so much as they did a lot of slave trading. Her grandparents. So, you know, they were involved at the higher levels of the slave trade. You know, so they got that going for them because they were more industrious. They were much more intelligent. So they're okay. They're okay, though, because that's, you know, that's okay. So there's all that. There's all that. And yet, there's more. While all this is going on, we have Ukraine, we have the SCOTUS, we have inflation, we have the border. They've recently caught about... I don't know, a couple dozen buses that they know of and flights that they know of that are being moved around. They're moving people around the country and just dropping them in, you know, random locations. I'll call them random. They're very well planned locations, but they're just for whatever reason. And it's mostly women and children, the way I understand it. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's mostly young men. Single, as far as we know, single men of military age, basically the in their 20s, 18 to 20 years old. What are they doing with these guys? What's happening here? And this by the thousands, these people are coming in. Now keep in mind the size of our military. Keep in mind the size of the numbers of people who are coming into this country and where they're coming from. Just give that a thought. I'll let that stew there for a little while. And the fact that they're not being really vetted at all, and as far as we know, they're not being tested at all for COVID. Not even being tested, let alone vaccinated. Not that I care about the vaccination thing, because that's obviously that. I won't be talking about COVID's the big bombshell here at the end, and we're already 48 minutes into this thing. So let's just go there now. Listening to Dr. John Campbell earlier today, it was actually a show he did yesterday, and he was interviewing some doctors from. He wasn't doing the interview. They actually did the interview over in Africa, where Omicron broke out. It was one doctor there interviewing another doctor, and then these are doctors that actually were treating people. Have treated people, not like Anthony Fauci, who hasn't treated a patient in probably 50 years. These people actually treated people, had thousands of patients, and they've treated, you know, this one guy treated at least 70 people in hospital. Now, this interview was very interesting, and it was very unlike anything that you would see here from doctors in our bureaucracy here, They're extremely humble and very honest. They are, they're saying there's something happening there that goes beyond their ability to understand. And it is if, is it's as if Omicron, what they're saying, this is what they're saying, Omicron is the vaccine that they could never have created. Omicron is being found to be, to give people immunity to Delta, to all the other strains ahead of Delta, as well as all the variants that have come from Omicron. And there are sub-Omicrons. Now there's like three or four, four that I'm aware of. Or three, I guess I should say there's the original and there's three others that are very much like Omicron. And this, those all give you immunity to further infection. And they are at a point where they are seeing herd immunity now. In the areas that have been, that have had their outbreaks, the reduction in cases has dropped just within, I believe it was 8 days. This, now, the reason I'm bringing up South Africa is because they were the first ones to identify it and have it. For, far as they know, that's where the actual mutation happened. And then this mutation has they're way ahead of us. And they're basically saying that now it's down to where the cases, they're less than a fifth per day of what they were just 4 days ago. It has just dropped like a rock. And so the areas that have not been infected, obviously going to have outbreaks. You're going to have these, you know, the as it spreads, you're going to have the outbreaks. They're going to have increases in different areas. But it literally, I think that by the end of February, we are going to see basically an end to this whole thing. Now, here's the whole thing that bothers me about this. People are going to jump in and say, well, see, masks. Because we're always behind the curve on this. You know, we all mask. Every time there's an outbreak, it happens and there's this increase. It happens and then there's this level off, like slight plateau, and then it drops off like a rock. This is just the way this thing moves. Well, to hear the mask Nazis and the vaccine Nazis, by the time we've realized we're in a spike, the spike is already, we're already in it. I mean, it's, we're already at that point where we're basically at the plateau point by the time we realize we're even at a spike. Because the infection and the incubation rate, it's just, you have to realize what the timing is on all this stuff. So everybody slaps on their masks and they put on their, they do their vaccines and another booster and it drops off. And they give the credit to the vaccines and the masks. This happens every time. It was happening with the masks originally. Well, think how bad it would have gotten if it wouldn't have been for the masks. And everybody's treating this mask thing as if it's, this is, if you don't wear a mask, you hate everybody. If you go out in public without a mask on, you must just hate everybody. You want to kill everybody. Well, I'm not killing you if I'm not sick. Well, but you don't know if you're sick or not. Well, you're vaccinated and you get sick. And you're wearing a mask. Whoopi Goldberg, the once wannabe comedian, who is apparently incredibly not very intelligent with regard to, I mean, she had some acting ability. I don't know, you know, that does not equate to being intelligent necessarily. Because you have a gift in one thing doesn't mean you're gifted in other things. You know, when someone said, well, he's married to Dr. Joe Biden. You know, his wife is a doctor. Well, and she's a, and she's a, I don't know, I won't say the word, dang good doctor too, from what I understand. And then somebody finally pipes in on her little program there and says, well, she's a doctorate of education. She's not a medical doctor. Next subject. They just went on to the next subject. Whoopi just stuck her foot in it, basically wanting to say something that she had nothing, she knew nothing about. Oh, she's a dang good doctor too. And you know that from experience? You've had her as a, you've been a patient of hers? Is that the case? So you were an educational patient? just showing the absolute disingenuous rhetoric that comes out of these people's mouths. Well, then she, because she's always masked up and she doesn't go anywhere but to work. She's vaxxed and boosted. And then she got COVID. And she was shocked. She was good that she got COVID. Where in the world could she possibly got? Well, you probably got it from your vaccinated coworkers. Because that's the only place you said you went. Unless you're one of those people who went to Florida and didn't wear a mask and went partying for a weekend because since you're vaccinated, I don't know. Omicron is the end of this pandemic. And there are plenty of people who are saying that that's absolutely, these doctors basically were saying that as well. They had the honesty to say, this is the vaccine that we wouldn't have been able to even create ourselves. In other words, if you get Omicron, you basically will have immunity. They're seeing herd immunity now, and they're not seeing any further cases or outbreaks or any kind of variants from this thing. I'm telling you. If you're going to get a variant of this COVID virus, Omicron is the one to get. And maybe you've had it and you don't even know it. Maybe you've had it and you know it. But the vaccine absolutely did not protect you. And even some of the people from Pfizer were aware, very much aware, that this Omicron variant was not at all falling within the ability for the vaccine to even protect you from the symptoms on this one. Because unvaxxed and vaxxed people who got Omicron had the same hospitalization rate. This is the little dirty secret they're not telling you about. And in fact, if you had the vaccine, you were more likely to get Omicron. This is what, now I don't know if that's because that's a variable we don't understand. And that's what really tripped up Dr. Campbell. I'm not sure why. People who've been double boosted or double vaxxed and boosted, which is just three vaxes. It's the booster's the same as the vaccine. Those who've had three shots were getting Omicron a little over three times more than those who had not been vaccinated. Now, I don't know if that's because people who were vaccinated were able to go out and do things in the community. That may have played a part in it. You were able to continue on with socializing and staying in the community. That's why you spread it so much. Because everybody goes out thinking that they're... I've heard people say, I've been boosted. I'm not worried. I would be worried because Omicron... Well, I wouldn't be worried actually about Omicron, but you're talking pretty confident like you're not going to get it. Or that if you do get it, it's not going to be a big deal. Well, guess what? You're probably going to get it and you're probably going to spread it. Because you think you're not going to. Just because you don't think you're going to get it doesn't mean you're going to get it. Just saying. Now, I'm pretty sure I had it. I didn't get tested. I had the original strain, I believe, early on in 2020 before all the testing was happening. It didn't affect me very much. And it didn't affect me in the way that most people, the symptoms that most people got. But I had plenty of other symptoms that were, it was definitely something. Everybody I talked to, even the doctor I asked about it, he said, yeah, it affected you differently. Well, that probably protected me against Delta. But then Omicron came around and just smashed everybody at where I work, my side job. Everybody that's vaccinated there, it's like 90% of the people that are vaccinated. Probably more than that. And maybe not, I don't know. It just swept through the whole place. I mean, we're talking within a week. It was like it was everywhere. Everybody was calling in sick. And I'm pretty sure I got it during that time. Now, I happened to have a week off in the midst of all that. So one of my trips when I got it. And I'm pretty sure I had it. And then I kind of stayed away from everybody for a while. And yeah, whatever. So this is the deal, though. We're finding out all this stuff about Fauci, even more stuff about Fauci. And the mainstream media is not putting this out. Fauci has had, they're finding emails and communications with Fauci and other people about downplaying natural immunity, downplaying the ability to get therapeutics. Now, the amazing thing about the, well, we talked about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Those hydroxychloroquine still has a bad rap. People still don't want to talk about it, but it actually does have an effect if it's early on. Ivermectin, the same thing. It's a much even more effective than hydroxychloroquine. With the right therapeutics, it will work early on. The same thing is true about the infusions, which is the monoclonal therapy. The amazing thing there is that they can take monoclonal therapy and they can absolutely adjust it. They can take plasma from people who have Omicron and use that, those antibodies, instead of using the original strain or the Delta strain antibodies. And it's a very quick method of changing gears to get this thing dealt with. But guess what? Pfizer doesn't make any money when it comes to, they want to make a pill. They want to make a vaccine. People are pushing back big time. There are right now, as I speak, on Friday, January 28th, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there are probably over 70,000 They're estimating between 40,000 and 70,000 trucks moving in a caravan in Canada right now to protest vaccinations. There are people across this country now, children, school children, and parents that are protesting mask mandates, protesting vaccinations. It is turning around right now. Let's just say the wave is going the other direction. And you're going to see the hospitals all of a sudden within the next week. I guarantee you by the end of next week, hospitals around the country are not going to know what to say because all of a sudden the caseloads are going to drop. By the end of next week, I'm saying a week from today. Mark my word. A week from today, cases are going to begin to drop. There will still be some spikes in the country. Because it's taken a while to reach everywhere. But the overall cases per day are not going to be in the millions like they were a week ago. By the end of February, you're going to see mandates and vaccine passports most likely will probably go away. There are still going to be some countries that are still going to do the vaccine passport thing, because that just adds more control. Most of them realize it's economically not very good for them, because they're limiting us a huge. You know, if they're limiting 10% of their potential clientele, that's a huge cut. And there are some people who, even though they're vaccinated, they won't go to a country that requires a vaccine just because they're protesting it. There are a few of those people out there. Some of them say, "Oh, yeah, well, I don't like the vaccine, but or the mandate, but well, since I'm vaccinated, I'm going to go ahead and go anyway." I would not go, even if I was vaccinated. I wouldn't go. So I'm like, "No, you know what? You forced everybody to do it. I'm not going to. I did it on my own accord, but you forced me to. You're forcing people to do it. I'm not going to do business with you." It's one thing to give people the opportunity, the option, the choice. It's a whole other thing to treat them as second-class citizens, not allow them to go into a restaurant, not allow them to go, even if there are Walmarts in the country right now. Right now, there are Walmarts in this country, in some cities. When you walk in the door, if you don't have your vaccination passport, your little card showing that you're vaccinated, if you don't have it, they give you a monitor, a person to walk around with you and make sure that you only go to the food area and the pharmacy area. Not allowed to shop anywhere, do any other shopping. This is the level of insanity we have. And people are making statements and comments that are absolutely insane. Just absolutely insane. They're still pushing the vaccines. Just a couple weeks ago, you had Sotomayor and some other people on the SCOTUS making arguments as they were passing arguments to the SCOTUS about the vaccine mandates for OSHA. Giving statistics and making statements that were absolutely, absolutely false. Totally uneducated on the subject. And yet these people, they want to be our judges. Absolute ignorance on their part. Absolute ignorance on their part. Concerning a policy that they're going to rule on, but they know nothing about. And their ruling wasn't about the law. It sounded more like an argument coming from Congress. And you see, that's, I want to get back to this. I want to go full circle with this now. And talk. Let's talk about the Supreme Court and the judicial system and our legal system. There's a reason why Lady Law is Justice or whatever, Lady Justice or whatever, has a blindfold on. You see, when a black person walks into the SCOTUS chamber, SCOTUS is Supreme Court of the United States. When a Supreme Court justice walks in, they're not looking through the lens of being a black woman. They're looking through the lens of the law. You're not there to make social decisions. Well, last time there were riots, and we're not going to have riots this time if we step in and make a decision on that, so we're going to throw it out. That's not your decision to make. Someone who serves in the military doesn't go, well, last time we went in there, we got shot at. So we're not going to go in there this time. We're not going to go in because we might get shot at. No, that's not the answer you hear from a Marine. You hear, hoorah, we're doing it again. Kill them all, let God sort them out. That's the kind of thing they say. I don't necessarily agree with that statement, but That's the kind of attitude we're talking about. It's all about the mental state. Damn the torpedoes full steam through my head kind of thing. It's going to hurt, but we're going to win. And even if they win, we're going to make it hurt for them. That's the kind of attitude you have to have going in to battle. And that's exactly what we're in here. We're in a battle. Justice. What's the guy's name? Chief Justice, whatever his name is. Roberts. He doesn't want to make any waves. And I want to go back and eat my soy pudding. We don't have to rule on that because last time there were riots. Or last time we made a ruling, there weren't riots. There's riots this time. We don't want to do that now. When do we get involved in that? So here we are. We have an issue of, now the Republicans are saying, well, we don't want to rush this thing. Well, I would say it's an election year. It's an election, we can't, apparently, it's a threat to the democracy if we have a Supreme Court justice change, if we make an appointment during election year, that's a threat to our democracy. The entire country is in shambles if we do this. That's what they said last time when Comey Barrett was being put in place. They were throwing a tizzy fit. Rather than just come out and be honest about it and say, well, we don't want it to happen because we're not in power right now. But why don't you just say it that way? Just be honest. Just say it. Say what we all know that we all realize what's going on. Sure, we're going to shove it down your throat right now because we can. That's why, because we're in power right now, so we're going to do it. Too bad. Instead of lying to us and say, well, it's different now because we have this and that, and so we're going to do it this time because last time we couldn't, and the next time we won't. Because some other reason. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Anyway. Well, if I'm going to have time to do a show this afternoon, I'm going to have to probably end this show, or else it's just going to be one big long day-long show, which maybe I should do that sometime. One of these days, Alice. Yeah, one of these days, I'm just going to have a day-long show. It's a News According to Me marathon. We'll see what happens. Maybe I can play some. Maybe something, if something's happening, that there's like a live event going on, and I can make comments as it's going on. I might do that. And then again, I might not. Well, we'll see how that works out. You never know what might happen there. So let's keep praying for our nation and all the stuff that's going on. Pray that corruption gets exposed now. That would be the merciful thing to do before they stand before God with their issues. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for subscribing, being a part of this. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.